At Qualcomm, we believe in staying connected, and you can see us wherever 5G is helping transform telemedicine, supporting remote education, and powering mobile PCs. The invention age is here. Learn more at qualcomm.com/inventionage.
It's time for Crack the Customer Code, the ultimate podcast to help you unlock the secrets to understanding and connecting with your customers.
You know, Jeannie, there's one message we have hit time and time again in this podcast, and that is CX, customer experience. Talk is cheap. Action is much harder. But now we get to say own it.
Ooh.
I know.
I like it.
Our guest today said own it. We asked her for one tip, and we're going to see the context that came from. Because it is easy to talk about, you know, oh, you need a customer-centric culture, la, 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 right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, great. How do we do that?
Yeah. Well, and I think the other thing that happens is people do things like they say, well, we have a voice of the customer program and we track NPS, so we must be customer centric. And they kind of check the box and move on. And it takes a lot of community building throughout your organization to really succeed. And I think that's one of the things that came across in this interview is how important that is and how some creative ways to do it as well.
Yeah, our guest really, she's living this day to day in a big company and shared some cool stories about one of the events, which I'll leave a secret, little teaser there, that they did to improve customer experience. So yeah, I think we should just jump right in because it's a great interview.
Let's get to it. We are talking about Stacy Sherman. Stacy, an expert in designing, implementing, and measuring successful customer-centric programs, is the Director of Customer Experience and Employee Engagement at Schindler Elevator Corporation, USA. She's focused on building her organization, creating a customer-first culture, and implementing new programs to take profits and customer loyalty to the next level. Her accomplishments are contributing to record-breaking customer satisfaction and Net Promoter Score results and revenue growth. She speaks, writes, and trains people about how to leverage voice of customer and voice of employee to inform new product development, website optimization, sales effectiveness, and more. Stacy, welcome to Crack the Customer Code. We're so happy you're here with us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here as well.
Oh, Stacy, so great to have you. We've been connected on social for a bit. I love the content and the value you're sharing there about customer experience. Wanted to have you on the podcast. But first, let's get a little background. Tell us a little bit about your work in CX and particularly the focus of your current role, what you're working on day to day, because I know you're living CX.
I am. Yeah, I would categorize it by two different things. One is employee engagement. And the others around customer service, customer experience. There's two different roles, two different hats I'm wearing in my current day job. So what that means is employee engagement. So it's really rallying teams across the organization. While I did build a CX team, we partner with every organization to drive that employee engagement to deliver excellence. And there's a lot behind that. But with that, then obviously the customer service and customer experience pieces to make sure that we're meeting customer expectations. And when there's issues, we're getting on top of it and closing the loop. And there's a whole strategy around that as well. So it's a lot, but it's those two angles, because happy employee, happy customer, as we know.
Great. Well, that's all so important. And, you know, you mentioned that you're really reaching out throughout the organization to the kind of internal organizations, right? And so Can you tell us a little bit more about what that looks like and who are some of those groups that you're reaching out to that you're making sure they're all part of this CX focus that you have?
Yes. So it is all the internal organizations that exist in every company. So you've got HR, who has a lot of employee relations. It's the HR team, it's communications, it's marketing. And most importantly, of course, IT too, because they make so much happen. But most importantly, the field, the direct link to the customer, and making sure that we partner with them, get the employee feedback as we're making business decisions, and working with them, holding them accountable to deliver customer excellence, and really partner with them. It takes a village.
Yeah,
it absolutely does. Well, so, you know, interesting things when you're going through the village, you often find people that are resistant to the culture of the village. So, you know, when you're doing this, where you're going around, are you finding resistance? You know, we've seen this in organizations. Jeannie and I have both seen it in our work. You get people that have been there forever and just have a certain way of doing things. You're like, no, we've got to focus on the customer and here's what this means and X, Y, and Z. So have you found resistance, first of all? And if you have, how have you overcome that?
Yes. Yeah, so I would say in my prior job, there was more resistance in the way of customer experience metrics, KPIs. And what I mean by that is I was the only one among the executive team who had customer satisfaction scores and NPS tied to my performance. And so when other people in the organization didn't have that connection to the same metrics, it made it difficult for me to, what I had to say and the voice of customer insights that I would bring to product development and to e-commerce channels, et cetera, when they didn't have the same metrics, I wasn't heard as much. I was less of a priority. And once that changed, and everybody was accountable for the same objectives, that's when the game changed. That's when they took me more seriously, and everything got better.
So I think that's really important what you just said, because it really is about a level of accountability across an organization that often CX people just don't have. Frankly, we are often given roles where we have to ask people to invest their time and their energy and their learning around new skills and new ways of doing things. And yet we don't always have the tools to hold people accountable to that, or even the empowerment to do so. And so as you're, you know, you touched upon metrics and how, you know, net promoter score and customer satisfaction and all those things, which are clearly CX metrics. Not everybody knows what they are. And frankly, a lot of people just don't care because they're not held accountable in the same way that you might be. So what are some of the ways that you really kind of educated and spread that idea of these metrics, even though they're not tied to your paycheck, they still should matter to you. And that's a really important factor. So how did you bridge that gap?
Yeah, the number one answer is it starts at the top. So when I've been in organizations where it wasn't part of the executive team's agenda and it didn't have the same prioritization, my job was so much harder. Where I am now at the company, it is number two in our top priorities. Number one has to do with safety, and there's good reason for it in the industry I'm in. But it is so important in our culture, and it starts at the top. But obviously, it's got to happen from bottoms up too. But without the leadership executives championing it, it doesn't happen as I guess as quickly as it should. Mm-hmm. The other thing is I've been instituting something that I feel passionate about, and that is making sure that any decision, whether it's market messaging, whether it's product development, we've got to bring the customer to the table and bring their voice into the decisions we're making. But with that as well, I know that when we bring the voice of the employee to the same table, they feel empowered, they feel like they matter, and magic happens. And so I think it's all the above.
Yeah, that's so powerful, obviously, to that's part of being customer-centric, right? Making sure that customer is considered. But since this is Crack the Customer Code and we're going to customer experience nerd out now, how are you doing that? So when you say bringing the voice, what are you using? How deeply are you going on voice of the customer in these instances or voice of the employee?
Yeah, so we are, again, where I am now, where I've been, the best-in-class companies are looking at voice of customer, not just surveys. We do those, they're important. whether it's phone surveys, e-surveys, doesn't matter. Those are important, but that's not it alone. I know that the best way to do it is to look at voice of customer holistically. Look at social media, look at ratings and reviews, look at chat logs and customer service rep conversations. Like, all of that has to be aggregated. And then you make sense of it and you prioritize it. And that's CX best practice. And that's, I do that also to marry the employee feedback with the customer feedback in entirety. And that's the how-to. It's various channels.
So I think one of the things that, you know, we're trying to do across the industry constantly, as Adam called us, the CX nerds, which is appropriate, I would say. So thank you. I wear that badge proudly.
Exactly.
You know, we are trying to kind of evangelize this idea that customer experience not only matters, but it actually drives the results that we're looking for. And that it does take, to your words, Stacey, it takes a village, right? And so I know that CX Day has been important, and it's something that we've certainly celebrated here on the podcast, as well as all the different events. And it's something that certain leaders in organizations are starting to do things within their own organizations. And I know you did some work around this for 2019 CX Day. So I was wondering if you could tell us about how did you celebrate in 2019 and what was that all about?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm going to start with saying the power of intention. It was bigger than I ever imagined. So I had the thought of bringing the idea of CX Day into the company, and everyone never heard of it. It was foreign to them. And that's okay. That's why I'm here. And so I went to my boss and I said, listen, this is what I vision. This is what I've done, you know, at Verizon and other companies I've been at. And it's such a success. Would you consider, these are the ideas, need some money, a little money, but I'll take a lot of money, whatever you can give me. And so I got yes and executive support. And then, like I said, the village. So rallied the teams everywhere. Now, again, I'm focused on North America. That's my domain. But there's people like me in every country for this global company. So I started to connect with people in Switzerland, and I mean, you name the country, we're there. And so connected with those people and said, hey, you want to join? This is what we're doing in America. And you can just take my assets and my content and my ideas and add your own. And let's make this big. We don't need to make this just USA. And so that's what happened. And what, first of all, I was completely surprised and so happy that the CEO created a video and distributed it to everyone to say happy CX Day and to the employees, how much you matter. And I mean, that was magical. That was bigger than I ever dreamt was going to happen. And then we also spearheaded an employee video where all across the different sales offices and internal headquarters just asked everybody and recorded it and said, what does customer experience mean to you and how do you deliver it every day? And the video that was compiled was the most beautiful video. Like, I had tears. So anyway, that was just like a piece of some of the activities, as well as celebrating with customers. The field went out and did these events, small and large, with customers to thank them. We had presentations and meetings within headquarters, bringing everyone in together to have cake and share stories. And the pictures, there's 100 pictures that people sent me from global to say, oh, this nice. Is how they celebrated. And it was on LinkedIn. And power of intention. That's all I can say.
Well, that's awesome.
That's very cool. Yeah. Yeah. Good for you.
The power of intention and power of leadership, you know, because I mean, obviously it matters that someone gave you budget. It matters that they made a video and said this message comes from the top. This is not some department saying it. This is our cultural imperative.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And everyone has to own it. It's not one person. It's not one department. Yes, you need that leadership. But so, yes, I'm so happy that I've been in a position to lead that. And this year, it's not going to be just CX Day. It's going to be CX Day. It's going to be Customer Service Week. It's going to be, you know, a series of things throughout the year. So the momentum has started and it's going and going.
That's exciting. Congratulations. Yeah, that's awesome. Really exciting. Yeah.
All right. Well, the time is getting here. So let's do this. You're talking all about, engagement and customer service culture, customer centric culture. Can you give what's your one top line piece of advice you can leave our audience with on, you know, creating a culture or anything in that area?
I would say own it. I mean, every person has to own the idea of humanizing business, and it's in our control. If people don't feel empowered, it won't happen. But that's the way the culture, it's contagious, and own it, walk it, do it.
Awesome. Well, you own this interview, Stacy. So thank you so much. We appreciate it. Appreciate your insights. Appreciate what you're doing for CX. And please let our audience know where they can find you.
Yes. So when I'm not at my day job, I'm busy blogging and writing articles and connecting with people. So please reach out on my website, Doing CX Right. DoingCXRight.com.
Excellent. And we'll include those in the show notes as well. So thank you so much for being here, Stacy. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Own it, Jeannie. Own it.
You own it.
So it's
Sorry.
Funny. There's
that
this whole, I have this really random digression about The Sopranos and Saving Private Ryan and Earn It, but we won't go there. It made me think about it. So anyways, yeah, I mean, as we were saying before, when you look at what Stacy's done and how she's really used buy-in and events and just trying to spread the enthusiasm and energy, you really see what a job it is, how much effort it takes to build a customer-centric culture and to connect that culture, you know, across silos, across geographies. It is not something that just happens. You don't get to just snap your fingers and go, we are customer-centric. Thank you.
Wouldn't that be nice, though, if you could?
Not
that would,
really. I'm pretty sure you and I would be selling tires or whatever you
That's
would do.
True.
I don't know what I would be doing.
That's true. Good point. Okay, never mind. No, no magic wand.
No magic wand. We Jeannie and I are the magic wand. Just call us.
Love it. So, well, another, you know, great discussion. And I just love how, like, we never run out of passionate guests on this subject, because we have this amazing community that keeps growing with people who are investing and making real change within their organization and within the community at large. And that's really exciting, I think. So, yay that we have all these amazing people in our CX community. And Stacy is one of them. So we were happy to have her here today.
100, Jeannie, as the kids like to say, 100.
All right. Well, I'm going to take that as a sign. And
I do my youthful references to get Jeannie to wrap up.
It's just a little, yeah, it's a little cringy, as my kids would say.
Cringy. Oh, you can't use that word. Now we got to keep going after you use that word.
I get accused of being cringy a lot, so you know. So,
well,
yeah.
So first of all, I feel better now because you're the only person to ever say that to me. And since you're cringy, it's sort of like you're just trying to, like, you know, get somebody in the club with you. So I feel better now.
Oh my goodness.
I feel, well, what's vindicated.
Well, I hope we're not too cringy for everybody listening.
Yes, we certainly are now. This has gone off the rails completely. You know what's funny is how much fun we have at the end doing these things. I wonder how many people actually make it to the end after after the interview.
They probably hear us wrap the interview and they're like, oh gosh, they're going to do that stuff at the end. Well, we appreciate you sticking around, whoever you are, to the end of this episode and all of our episodes, of course. Thank you so much for listening to Crack the Customer Code. We are a proud member of C-Suite Radio, so be sure to check out all the great business content at csuiteradio.com and csuitetv.com. I'm Jeannie Walters, and you can learn more about me and our journey mapping programs, my CX training, and speaking at experienceinvestigators.com.
And you can find me, Adam Toporek, and keynote speaking, customer service training, customer experience training, all that stuff at customersatstick.com. But more importantly, Jeannie and I just launched our new joint website, cxcringe.com. Make sure to go there. All right, until next time, take care of yourself.
And take care of your customers.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.